produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, and welcome to Josie's Inspiration for May the 17th. And this is Josie. And Josie's inspiration for this series has been Journey of a Spirit Inspired. And today, the inspiration that I have is sharing with you. Do you hear anything, Cheryl?
Huh?
Were you hearing a lot of static?
No, I wasn't.
No?
I just heard you. It was clean recording.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell Claire to pick it up at the whatever mark this is, at the four-minute mark. Okay. So welcome to Josie's Inspiration for May the 17th. And this is Journey of a Spirit Inspired, Josie. And today I'm really excited to have with me co-host of our show, Cheryl Cormier, who also hosts With Your Success in Mind on the Josie's Inspiration Radio Network and on Finding My Way. And I'm excited because we're going to explore a topic that's very dear to both of us, and it is a new season, not a new normal. We've been hearing a whole lot about the new normal post-COVID, and everyone is talking about getting back to the way things used to be or what is going to be our new normal. But I propose that there is not a new normal, but a new season. And we know that seasons are constantly changing, and so we need to stay prepared for change. And so as Cheryl joins me today, I'm very excited because we both have had a journey during this period of COVID, prior to COVID, me with my fourth cancer diagnosis, and Cheryl will share her personal experience as well. So Cheryl, welcome, and thank you so very much for co-hosting with me today.
Thank you, Josie. It's a pleasure to be here with you and among the people.
Well, I'm excited because we both are in a new season. And I just wanted to start out to ask you, what does that mean for you that this is a new season and not a new normal?
I recall going year to year and towards the end of the year, assessing that year and realizing that looking forward to the new year and the typical New Year's resolutions and always looking forward to what's going to happen. And it dawned on me throughout my recent experience that it is a season of time, and it is a season sometimes to plant yourself, be quiet, be still, and know. Sometimes it's a season to get busy, to do whatever you've been called to do. And it's just about going forward. So this has been a season for me of reflection, of dealing with things that I've never had to deal with before. And it's been a season of me getting comfortable with knowing that God is who God is and that everything is in His control.
So, Cheryl, share what it is, that experience that you had that has brought you to this new season.
Well, in September of 2019, I had a stroke, and it came on the heels of me doing my typical thing, working too hard, working around the clock, doing for putting my overextending myself for other people, you know, really going after it, so to speak, being the one that, you know, would never give up. And so that was very difficult. And approximately a month and a half following my stroke, I lost my brother. He died quite suddenly. And that was another blow. And then shortly thereafter, about another month thereafter, me and my mom were in a major car accident. And it's just been one thing after another. And that's on top of other family losses that we had. And it's been a season for me to really sit back and reflect and trying to figure out, trying to really get to the place of knowing that God is always in control, that this is His plan for my life, and figuring out what He wants of me for the next phase and for this new season.
Mm. So what are the things that you have held on to bring you through this journey?
Ooh. Well, I tell you, it's been a struggle, to be quite honest. Being someone who was always confident and a speaker and a trainer, and you know, those are attributes that I've always prided myself on, and not being able to do those things, I felt kind of lost. My confidence has been lacking, and I think I've just gone inward to try and regroup, trying to be still and just to come out of it a different person, a better person, and a more whole person as a result, and come out of it that way.
It's been amazing to watch you through this period, because I know you to be that person who would never let anyone see you not be at your best and not be in charge of whatever the endeavor was that you were taking on. And so part of the reason for me asking you to co-host with me was to bring you out of that place where you may have felt that you weren't ready because you weren't quite who you used to be. And so as we were talking earlier today about a new season, and allowing God to do amazing things with us as broken people, I felt that He was speaking to both of us, because
yes,
the trials and the challenges that we've gone through can be earth-shattering, can be demoralizing, and can be a little bit intimidating for us to come back to who we thought we were. And that's really the key, is that we're no longer who we thought we were. We're now who He's calling us to be. And to walk into this new space of post-stroke, post-cancer, post-traumas in our life and to let those be the strength and not the parts that break us. I feel very strongly that we have so much more to offer because we are vulnerable enough for him to use us. What are your thoughts on that?
Most definitely. I am discovering new ways of sharing my story, of being a person that can show my vulnerabilities, which I won't say that it was out of pride, but it was out of wanting to give people the comfort of knowing that they can do better. You know, being that example of a person that would help them do better. And therefore, I always felt that I could not show my vulnerabilities. And it's about being able to share my story, about being able to rise from this occasion and be effective in the new me, in my broken pieces, and in the way that I flow through life. It's just remarkable, and it's not something that's easy. You know, it's not something that came overnight. It's been a journey. It's been a year and some months, but it's a work in progress to be able to just really express and really be there and be present and to let people know that, you know, they too will go through things and that God will carry them, that it's all in his plan. And for whatever, we have to seek out the reason, you know, his ways are mysterious. And in just being faithful and just being obedient, we'll find ourselves in situations where we're able to help others. And I think in that is the blessing.
Absolutely. I recognize that when we are going through these experiences, we sometimes get caught up, and I'm guilty of that, getting caught up in how it's affecting me. And what I ask God to help me do is to show me how what I'm going through is benefiting someone else, learning what the lesson is that I'm to carry forward, you know, in four cancer diagnoses. And with you, what is the lesson to carry forward in the rebounding of your voice, the rebounding of your presence, because the new you has a new opportunity to open doors for people that you don't even know are watching and awaiting. And, you know, I think that's one of the challenges that we have is our desire to bring our best self forward. And our best self is the self that we are, you know, that self that is absolutely right now. We can't fix it up, you know. You know, it's like, what do they say? Trying to put lipstick on a cow,
on a pig.
On a pig. You know, that just doesn't work. We cannot masquerade God's grace on our lives. We have to show it. We have to live it, because there's somebody else who has a stroke or who had a stroke or who is recovering from a stroke who, like you, feels that their voice is not where it was before. But the voice that you have is the voice that God can use. Because when we were in what we considered our prime, I believe often, and I speak for myself, he wasn't as able to use me because I was too busy trying to be who I thought I should be instead of letting him tell me who I should be for him. Looking
amen.
At the scripture today, Colossians 3, and I think it's 3:1-2. It says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above and not on things that are on earth. And we get caught up in the earthliness of what's going on around us. And he can't use us when we are so stuck on earth, you know. We got to be vulnerable. We got to fall or float or just allow him to pick us up, because that's where he can use us most, is when we are at that place where we recognize we can do nothing without him.
Yeah. When we're weak, he can be exemplified. He can be the strongest. He can be the one to get all the glory. He can be the answer to prayer. But he can't do that when we are blocking that because of our own fleshly presence. Yeah, definitely. I think back over my life. I think back over my experiences, and this has truly been perhaps the most vulnerable I've ever been, and it caused me to reflect upon who I am in Christ, who the Lord is in all things, and it reminds me of the scripture in Proverbs, I think, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. I think that we get busy, you know, throughout the days, throughout the weeks, the months, years, we get busy trying to execute and do what we feel we need to be doing. And we're not allowing him to execute. We're not allowing his presence to be the one that's guiding us. And his ways are mysterious, and his ways are the ways that we should be looking and looking forward to being able to just bless other people with. And acknowledging him.
You said something there that just kind of resonated with me. His ways are mysterious. And I think that that's part of our challenge, is that mysteriousness, because it's not concrete as we would desire it to be, that it's as clear as ABC 123. And, you know, I think in our earthly form, that's what we look for. We look for things that are concrete, that there is a definite plan, that there is, you know, a procedure, a process that we can see and we can follow. And we can know if we just go ABC, we're going to get to XYZ. And, you know, that's the beauty of who God is that, you know, his mysteriousness causes us to be vulnerable and requires us to be vulnerable and to not know. Because as long as we think we know, we're lacking trust. We're lacking our birthright of having God guide us because we're too busy trying to drive the train ourselves.
Yes, definitely. And to really think about it, you know, sitting in this place, this time, this moment, in this season, to recognize that he has preordained this time, that he knew that I was going to be sitting in this spot, that he knew that you were going to be sitting in this spot, and he knew that it was his way of getting the glory. And that is just miraculous to me. And if we can be present with that, and know that it's all his plan for us. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He knows the plan that he has for us. All we have to do is show up and be present.
Yes. So what are we going to do that's different? You know, you know, sometimes it's very easy. Well, not really easy either, but you know, when we're in this place of feeling vulnerable, we call on him and we rely on him because we don't know what else to do. And then when we're back up on our feet, that becomes the challenge. We get back up on our feet, and the challenge then is don't forget how we got there. Don't forget how he brought us out of the situation, and to remember that we are present in our lives because he saved us from ourselves.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, it's the $64,000 question, you know. what are we going to do? And I think it's something that you have to get up every day and make a decision to allow him to take the lead. It's a daily decision. I don't think it's something that you just wake up and then you're good for the rest of your life. You're in a good place. I think it's something that is a daily decision for you to be able to recognize that he has a plan for your life, to accept whatever he puts in your path, listen and hearkening to his voice, being able to be obedient and do the things that he's called for you to do. It's a daily process. And I think in worldly ways, in our worldly ways, that we probably plan out a month or year or, you know, 5 years at a time, which we are taught to do. But with him, it's a daily process. It's staying on your knees. It's staying close to him. It's also who you surround yourself with. And because you need to be in that place where you are sensitive to what his will is. And the only way to do that is to pray constantly, you know, throughout the day, even if, you know, something seemingly nothing can happen, but it's being in a position throughout the day to say, thank you, Lord. Being in a position to pray for people throughout the day. It's those little things that compounds over time. And I think this is the only way that you'll be able to, that I will be able to make sure that post-stroke, that I am the best that I can be, that I am the person that he wants me to be.
Absolutely. The song that plays at the beginning of the show is one of my favorites. It's the artist is called Purpose, Cynthia Baker. And it says, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life's desire is to live for you. And then it says, I worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you because in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know that I can call out your name. And I think about that song right now because our purpose, if we every day ask God, what is it that he's called us to do? And we are still long enough to listen and to hear him. He will guide us and he will direct us. And so it may not be what we would be thinking, we want to do, but always knowing that our purpose in whatever we're doing is to lift him up and to praise him. And so, yes. You know, Cheryl, I know that as you are in this season of your life and as I'm in this season of my life, we've come to realize that our purpose is only to praise him. And if what man wants us to do does not lift God, then we have to let it go, and we have to be still so that he can show us and not have to keep breaking us in order to get us to listen.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
Well, but he'll get our attention. Yes, he'll definitely get our attention. And I know that, you know, you and I are brought together for so much that we're still realizing. And I truly appreciate you. You know, I know we'll talk for hours on end, but this is like 25 minutes for us for the show, and we're right about that time. But I wanted to, before we end, is there one thing that you want people to take away from your experience that you're going to use to propel you forward?
Yes, I think one would be to stay prayerful and to always look for what he has intended for you to do. And I think on the physical side of it would be to take care of yourself, to do the things that are necessary. He gives us this body, and it is up to us to take care of it. We only have one body, and that we should do everything possible to preserve the temple. Check your blood pressure regularly. Check your cholesterol regularly. Check your blood sugar. I mean, do the things that you can do so that this machine that he has blessed us with can continue to function properly. And if it is his will that anyone else is faced with something like this, to know that he is there to guide us out of it. And there is a blessing for someone as a result of your story.
Absolutely. I so very much appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to the relaunch of With Your Success in Mind, or whatever God is calling you for in this new season for you, because we know that there's a message that you have, and we just can't wait to hear it and to be a part of celebrating your journey and the victory that God has given you. So this has been Josie's Inspiration, Journey of a Spirit Inspired, with Master Coach Cheryl Cormier. And we'll be hearing more from Cheryl as she will be back in stride pretty soon on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network. Thank you so very much, Cheryl. I love you dearly.
I love you too. Thank you very much.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.